So don't confuse the function of the article itself with the legal definition of functionality of the design. They're two different things. Just because a product has functions associated with it does not mean that it's legally functional. The utility of each element of the design is not the relevant inquiry. What is the relevant inquiry? It's whether there are alternative designs that serve the same function. If you can prove that as the design patentee, you are home free on functionality. Now, why is that? It's because the underlying purpose of the functionality doctrine in design patent, trade dress, and copyright law is that you cannot use any of those forms of IP to protect the function of your product. You can't use a design patent as a utility patent. However, if you can prove that there are alternate designs to yours that performs substantially the same function, it is proof positive that you're not monopolizing that function, right? Game over. Go home. It's not functional. Claim construction, functionality comes into claim construction because of a very stupid case that was handed down by the Federal Circuit 5 years before the Ethicon case. They straightened themselves out in Ethicon. The patented design are three elements of the surgical instrument on the left. The accused design has those three elements, although a completely different handle design, which doesn't count because it is unclaimed subject matter in the patent, as you can see by the broken lines. The Federal Circuit summarized that the district court during claim construction, quote, factored out each of the so-called functional features, the U-shaped trigger, the fluted torque knob, and the rounded activation button. The district court actually held, after factoring out those features, that the 804 design patent covered nothing. So you have to compare now nothing to the accused design. Who do you think won that, right? Federal Circuit reversed. They said the district court ignored the fact that the trigger has a shape, the torque knob has a shape, and the activation button has a shape. And it is that shape that is protected by a design patent, regardless of the fact that those elements, in fact, perform a function, right? No matter how functional or utilitarian a feature may be, one is always left with the appearance features of those, appearance aspects of those features to compare to the accused product. You may have narrow protection, but you have some protection. Okay, now we get to the PTAB cases, and of course, you know, I had to go back to the beginning of IPRs and PGRs to get enough cases to talk about you because we're only a small sliver, right? So some of these are old cases and some are new cases. They actually had 0% on that pie chart, zero. All right, so this is a great case. If you're a patentee, and I represent patentees, so I'm always going to be talking from that side, right? But if you represent accused infringers, you know, I know exactly how to win your case, so see me later. This is a bottle. The claim design is on the left, the prior art is on the right. My goodness, do they look alike, right? The petitioner gave this claim construction, you know, which started out with a height-to-width ratio of approximately 1.6, yada, 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 took a tape measure to it, probably hired an expert witness who was an engineer, and gave this crazy claim construction. The board said, we are not persuaded that that claim construction is an accurate description of the claim bottle because it focuses on dimensions, ratios, and elements common to many bottles. The board compared the two, the claim design to the prior art. They said the shoulder is flat compared to the domed prior art. The taper is inwardly on the sides compared to straight sides. They compared the collar and the base. And they said, despite how close they look, to the eye that the prior art is not a Rosen reference. So this is not obvious. So we use this case all the time in ex parte prosecution to try to convince the examiner that a claim design is not obvious. This is a great case. Soupy Sales. How many of you remember Soupy Sales? Show of hands. Okay. And how many of you would like to practice design patent? Okay. So there were there were the series of cases where Campbell Soup challenged Gammon's design patents. These are the soup containers and dispensers that you see row after row in your local supermarket. And the patentee was clever and claimed only certain visual elements of these containers, of these dispenser systems. In this patent, they claimed the label plus, believe it or not, the outer circumference of the can. I think they were trying to get Campbell's total profits on the dispenser plus the cans of soup they sell, right?